Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is George Jensen, CEO and chair of USA Technologies. The company trades on NASDAQ. The ticker symbol is USAT. And USA Technologies provides cashless payment solutions to the vending, kiosk, online laundry, and self-service point-of-sale markets. Thanks for joining us today there, George.
Juan, it's a real pleasure.
Great. Any time now. Start off by talking about the plan, the company's recent plan to deploy an additional 2,500 ePort terminals on vending machines.
Sure, Juan. That's an extension of our Visa seeding program. I might first say that we went through an unusual $7 million seeding program over the last 2 years where MasterCard, where they bought our product and let us give it away to the market, and we collected all the other fees, and now here comes Visa. They started with a 1,500-unit agreement, and now they've enlarged it to 4,000. So this is very, very encouraging that the card companies, Visa, MasterCard, willing to underwrite your terminal into the marketplace to help with adoption.
Sure, definitely. And so talk about a little bit about the way that the technology works, how it's more convenient, how the G8
sure.
ePort works.
Sure. Well, our ePort G8 is our flagship product. It takes all forms of cashless. It's wireless. It just takes 10 minutes to install, and you're up and running, totally turnkey. You don't have to worry about going out and getting credit card processing and bank accounts, you're just ready to go the moment you install it. And you then can go into our USA Live network and see all the data and see how the machine is doing so you can run your business better. You can stop employee theft in the process and have a tremendous point of difference with credit card purchasing power with the consumer.
So the Visa PayWave and that sort of technology, now that's a credit card that you wave in front of, you would just wave in front of the reader, and then so you don't have to like hand it your card?
That's correct. The new contactless credit card has an antenna built into it plus a chip. You just have to put it within 1 inch of the RF logo, radio frequency logo on our device, and you bought the product. It's lightning fast. It's extremely convenient. Now, it does have a mag stripe on the back, so you can swipe and go the way you normally do, or you can tap and go. But, you know, convenience is so important for the consumer, and we take it.
Yeah, and I can also imagine that it helps with, with fraud and things like that, security.
Well, it's encrypted. Everything's encrypted. It certainly does.
Right. Well, you know, as opposed to handing your card to somebody, just the waving, I guess, would
yeah.
Theft or
if you had a choice to never let the card leave your hand, it's there's an element of comfort there.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so talk about some of the trends in the market right now, George, and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Right. Well, we think we're very well positioned. We have 50,000 connections with our ePort. That's the name of our product for credit card vending, and we're in our niche. We clearly are the leader, and there's some 8 million vending machines in the U.S. and 30 million worldwide. So we're truly in our infancy, and this is in the U.S. a major cash business, $46 billion. We're the leader, and we're in our infancy. So, and the trends are everywhere towards cashless and wireless. For instance, the fast food industry, McDonald's adopted, and the whole fast industry tipped. I mean, it's just everywhere you turn, the market wants the convenience of cashless.
Definitely. And so, in terms of what differentiates USA from other players in your sector that are, providing the same technologies?
Well, many things. Starting with our new ePort Edge that retails for $199 versus $400 to $500 of our competition. We have a complete turnkey program, one-stop shopping, if you would, where we do it all from the hardware to the network services. and the electronic setting of money every Friday. It's just, you can't say enough for having a turnkey program. And we're the company with the 69 patents, so we can give great comfort to our customers that they have no infringement issues when they do business with us.
Certainly, and perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, George, as well as that of some of the key management team at USA.
Yes. Well, first of all, I'm 60 years old. I am the founder, chairman, and CEO of USA Technologies. And previous to this, I was the founder, chairman, and CEO of American Film Technologies, which was the pioneer of film colorization. Ted Turner was my big customer, and we had a little 40-cent stock that went to $14 while I was there. And, you know, previous to that, I was in the film production business where I did a $35 million miniseries for NBC. So it's been an interesting career.
Definitely. For what was the miniseries?
Anno Domini. Anno Domini, 12 hours prime time, Easter of 85. Procter & Gamble was the sole sponsor. And then you asked about the rest of the team. In our 39 employees, we are loaded with industry talent, people from Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Mars Electronics, First Data. We're just loaded with industry talent, which gives also our customers great comfort.
And so in terms of what specific goals or what milestones does the management team hope to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Well, we have 50,000 terminals on our network. It'd be fantastic if we could double that over the next 12 months and continue to build. I mean, we have a vision of hundreds of thousands of connections doing business wireless every day, all day, every day.
So in terms of how the company works within the industry, are alliances and partnerships an important part of your business model?
Well, in our business model, it's very sound. We sell the hardware for known returns. We have monthly service fees that have known returns. And then, of course, there's credit card processing fees, which is a variable. But on the latter two, credit card processing and monthly service fees, we take our entitlements right out of the electronic flow of funds. You see, the money goes from the consumer to the processor to us. We take, in 72 hours, we take out what we are owed, and then every Friday we send our customers electronically their entitlement.
Right, correct. And I was just going to say, so in terms of your upcoming growth, your future growth, will you look to grow organically? Would you consider some M&A activities? And if so, what sort of criteria do you look for in companies that you're looking to acquire?
Well, we're looking to grow organically. We're not opposed to acquisitions, but we're truly looking to grow organically, Juan.
Great. And in terms of investors, George, do you think that right now investors understand the general direction of the company?
I would think so. You probably saw a recent announcement, but we successfully closed on over $14 million of a public rights offering, common stock and warrants. We were extremely pleased to have done that. There aren't too many public offerings closing right now for microcaps, and
no.
We just had a successful deal with William Blair as the lead dealer and Maxim as the co-dealer.
Very, very, very key point. And any challenges right now that the company is facing? And if so, what are some of your specific strategies for overcoming them?
Well, we have so much going for us, but everyone today has been impacted by the recession and capital budgets being reduced. And one of the big use of proceeds in our rights offering was a program called Quick Start, where the customer does not have to write a check for the hardware. They just pay all the other fees plus a leasing fee. And this makes it very easy for a customer to get into the marketplace and have a quick return. And one doesn't have to go to their capital budget committee because you don't need a capital budget under a Quick Start program. So this initiative could not have occurred if we didn't have our successful public offering. And it should be a massive, massive point of difference in the marketplace. And case in point, we just recently closed just an all-important deal with Compass, who is the largest vending operator in the nation, who has agreed to buy our solution over the next 3 years with no less than 75% of their cashless activity going to USA Technology. So one of the reasons we were able to pull that together was the power of our new QuickStart program. So, you know, we're morale is very high here. We're very optimistic about our future. And, you know, we have over 500 customers and so many AAA names like Compass, Visa, MasterCard as customers.
Sure. And once again, joining us today is George Jensen, CEO and Chairman of USA Technologies. The company trades on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is USAT. Currently trading at $1.74 a share, with a market cap of $26.7 million. And before we conclude, George, what are some of the key reasons why USA Technology represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, we're debt-free, and after this offering, we have roughly $20 million of cash. We're the industry leader. We got the 69 patents, the industry talent. We've got four wonderful new products. We have three one-way exclusives with major league customers, which your listeners can go and check out online in our press releases. And now here's Compass, the biggest vending operator in America, in a wonderful new three-year agreement for us.
Well, very, very key points. Certainly a lot of good progress. We certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress, as well as to report on your growth. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thank you, Juan.